Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Hogwarts Trendgacy. That, of course, is the music from Hogwarts Trendgacy.
More like Hogwash, am I right?
Hogwarts. Those are the comedic stylings of today's special guest co-host, DJ Daniel Goodman!
It is a your boy, Mr. Steal Your Ariel, in the building. Happy to be here, ready to...
Is Ariel like Ariel for the Little Mermaid?
It is, yes. I call me whatever that dude's name is from the movie, because...
Prince Eric?
Prince Eric, thank you, yes, because she's about to grow some legs and be like, I need some of that. No, God. I'm taken.
Did not like that. Isn't Ursula Mr. Steal Your Ariel?
I guess like so, she... huh? Yeah, really. Yeah,
Steal Your Ariel's that's voice.
Fair. Hey, there we go. Oh, God.
Make her silent so that Eric can fall in love with her. Aha! That's the trick, because of toxic masculinity. Ursula thought, she'll never find love while she's silent, but yeah. Because of toxic masculinity, Eric was like, oh my God.
Yeah, wow.
She's
what
so
a perfect
quiet.
Bride.
Perfect bride.
I don't have to worry about anything she might say. Ha ha.
Ha ha. All right. There's a bunch going on. The discourse is
ablaze.
Fraught. Ablaze. Yes. Bubbling. Mm-hmm. Bubbling. Hogwarts Legacy is trending. It has crossed my desk. Yes. I know everybody sees gaming news. What does Jack think? What's Jack going to say about it?
Is it out on Switch?
The answer to that, I of course know, but I'm not going to say it here.
I appreciate that.
Because I'm not going to date the show, because it might one day, you know, you never know. And then
evergreen.
Or it might be right now. So, Daniel.
Yes.
Pretend I'm an idiot.
Sure.
Who knows? So, close your eyes. Just imagine a world where I'm a complete fucking idiot.
Don't know nothing
about
this.
Who doesn't know shit about the world of gaming.
Absolutely.
What's going on? Hogwarts Legacy. Is it a sandbox game?
It's a very good, Jack. So Hogwarts Legacy is an open world RPG developed by Avalanche Games or Avalanche Studios for all your contemporary, quote unquote, next gen systems. It is a Harry Potter RPG that, if you ask IGN, is the game that every Harry Potter video gaming fan has been waiting for. And I'm sure to a certain extent that they're I don't know, maybe right. But the release of this game has gotten so many people to crawl out of their hidey holes to participate in a discourse that is absolutely fraught with bullshit and throw out takes that are completely ridiculous. And I want to talk about them very briefly for a little bit. And I want to start with the idea
of... Oh my God, he just unrolled a whole long-ass scroll, you guys, when he said,
yeah, you
I
can't
want to
see
start.
It, but actually, it goes behind me.
It just rolled out the door, and yeah. Then I heard some cars get into a car accident outside when it rolled into the street. So
right.
That's what we're dealing with.
Right.
But I cede the floor to you. I'm just going to go for a jog while you get this one underway.
I'm going to get my soapbox out of the way here. The long story short here is that like it brings up a bunch of topics that like you know sometimes come to the forefront. Things like separating the art from the artist. Things like we need to support X person. Things like, well, that's the way business works and blah, blah, blah. All of these like trends that, you know, are easier to tackle in like confined packages where it's like you like music from this person, but they're also an abuser. How do you handle those two things? That's a conversation that we can have another time about whatever. But with Hogwarts Legacy, this is a game that is about the Wizarding World created by J.K. Rowling. This game was produced and released in a world completely aware of her own, you know, horrible thoughts and beliefs, her TERF nature, like everything about J.K. Rowling that we now really know. It's also something that is forcing, quote unquote, forcing the hand of media giants and game reviewers to participate in the discourse of talking about this game. Some people handle that well. Some people absolutely are not. And I think one of the people that handled this really poorly is IGN. IGN is a company that has been reviewing games for years. It's a huge, huge, huge company. And they gave this game a 9 out of 10. A 9 out of 10. And the criteria for a game being a 9 out of 10 is this. If we call a game, and 9 out of 10 means it's amazing. If we call a game amazing, that means something about it seriously impressed us, whether it's an inspired new idea or an exceptional take on an old one. We expect to look at this game as one of the highlights of its time and genre. And I just wanted to quickly pull out a couple lines from the actual review of this game, just certain lines that stuck out to me as maybe things that go counter to that very review.
Not reflective of a 9 out of 10.
Not reflective of a 9 out of 10.
In the IGN tradition.
Correct. It may not be the most impressive technical achievement, and it is certainly cursed with a lack of enemy variety, one. Legacy's plot has more holes than a fishnet stocking and sort of just expects you to accept that its magical world makes no sense, two. If you're like me and you roll your eyes during moments when you're introduced to 100 years worth of dead characters lecturing you from paintings, three. Legacy's dicey performance suffered from just about every issue that makes IGN's performance review team cry. Frame rate inconsistency, weird issues with the lighting, aggressive pop-in, and more. Every door in Hogwarts has a brief loading screen. We're talking about stuff that is just like, some of these things are day one patch stuff, where it's like, this stuff is going to get fixed. It doesn't really matter. But then you have things like, the plot doesn't make sense. The enemies are boring. The world is, you're just full of exposition and nonsense. Stuff that on a very base level takes a game out of the category of amazing or unique. And that's only looking at this game on the level of, it's just a regular game with no other political issues around it at all. Right. And IGN does a very, very short skirting thing of, well, here's how we talk about this game. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but the long story short of their little, like, you know, of their small piece about why or why not they're reviewing this game is because their whole thing is, as a company, we have to talk about the video game as a video game, outside of politics, outside of discourse, and just how it presents itself as a video game. And that's something we have to do.
Right.
And I think that is bullshit. I don't believe that at all. I think the reality is more along the lines of another thing that I have linked in this doc here, and I promise I will get off my soapbox shortly, which is this. This is a tweet from Patrick Klepek. Watching gaming outlets jump through rhetorical hoops to justify coverage on Hogwarts Legacy isn't surprising, but it'd be more honest if they played it straight and just said, quote, our shaky business model does not allow us to ignore any game that might sell 10 million copies. And unfortunately, that is the truth.
Right.
If this we're talking about so much lost revenue if they were to not cover this game that is undoubtedly going to sell well, because there are certain Harry Potter fans who, despite the fact that there are tons that really felt touched by the the book's narrative about, you know, finding your truest and best version of yourself and striking down the forces of evil, how that applied to their own lives and their own, you know, self-realization and self-actualization. Despite all that, they're still going to cover this game that directly supports this awful turf woman who, you know, is making so much money off of this game. And that sucks.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah. So, you know, long story short, people are really going out the woodwork to say, well, it's okay if I review this game, or it's okay if I play this game, because, man, it would sure be bad if all these developers who worked on this game weren't able to eat. First of all, they get paid no matter what. It's not like all of them are getting royalties. And second of all, if that's your stance, you have to go and support literally everything. Go see every movie, eat at every restaurant, read every book, listen to every music album, because God forbid the people who did the work on those things don't get the support that you think they deserve. Yeah. And that's the end of my rant.
Well, speaking of music albums, which is what we call them here. The Grammys happened. And another thing that is just has the take machine in overdrive.
Rolling. Oh my gosh.
Running. It's just, it's lost its equilibrium. I don't know. It was one of those moments to where it really seemed like, oh man, this is something that I don't care that much about, but that everybody was in on it, felt like, or at least there was a lot of people who were surprised when the Best Album Grammy went to the wrong person. For instance, when Song of the Year, instead of going to Beyonce or Lizzo, although Lizzo won Record of the Year, which is also the categories are fucking confusing.
Like, they're really ridiculous.
Record of the Year is actually Song of the Year, but as like including production, whereas Song of the Year is just about songwriting. And it went to Bonnie Raitt, which is an artist that my parents were into when I was 12.
Yeah.
Like, so she was like old.
A mere six years ago.
Some of those songs I've like listened back to and I've been like, they're pretty solid. But like, anytime the winner is announced and I have to be like, oh, I'm looking at the wrong year. Mm-hmm. This is a past year's list of winners.
Right.
It's always just tricky. Like I don't feel like Bonnie Raitt's return captured the zeitgeist necessarily this year. Maybe it did. I guess it did among the elderly folks who vote on the Grammys, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the point.
I'm among the representative body that makes these decisions that do not matter. But alas, here we are.
Bad Bunny got a lot of snubs, despite having what a lot of people thought was... Like, it feels like this will be a year that people look back on and say, well, Bad Bunny was the artist who... Like, whether it was reviews, you know, one of the best reviewed albums of the year, when you look at Apple's like most played songs or Spotify's most played songs, like across the year for like 6 months after he dropped his album, like there were like five songs off this album in the top 10.
It's Bad Bunny.
Yeah. Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny all the way down.
Yeah. It's Bad Bunny's all the way down. So I don't know it, but again, I'm just like, so ever since they gave the first Best Rap album to Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff over Public Enemy, and gave Macklemore Best Rap Album over Good Kid, Mad City. I mean, that's it. Like, that's it.
That's it.
That's the only Grammy coverage I need to say.
Right.
That's it. Or ever since they picked a fight with Frank Ocean because he like wouldn't go along with their weird. Like the Grammy musical performances, and we're going to talk about one of them, which was like iconic that happened this year. Like their big production numbers. It's very cool that these things are happening because they're able to get like amazing talent together because they are the powers that be in the music industry.
Quite literally.
But the production is weird and overwrought, and it's always like... I don't know. You can tell that there are live like music performance producers or like some who, whatever the fuck that is called that they're producing. There are people who are like, that is really what we want to be the star of the show.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And exactly. Not Frank Ocean. So they picked a fight with Frank Ocean and we're like, Frank actually doesn't like he's his own worst enemy. And we did not like enjoy working with him and
whatever.
Yeah. It's just like, shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Yeah. Shut but up, anyways, losers. They did have a big thing, the rap, 50 years of rap, because rap's 50th anniversary, debatable, but some people believe it's coming up.
Shout out Kool Herc.
Yeah, Kool Herc. A back to school party that Kool Herc and his sister threw that had like, that was where the seed was planted, according to some people on one side of a very controversial subject.
Exactly.
But so they did like a, you know, 20 minute or I don't know how long it was because I can't find a clip of it because they're lugging this shit down. So I just find like individual clips of people taking shots from their phone of the TV for 20 seconds. I've seen multiple clips and it really seemed to be something that people were responding to. Mm. And again, I ask those people, why are you watching the Grammys? I guess for moments like this, but what?
Yeah, exactly. It's a, you know, I think, I think one of the things that invites so much controversy as well, because I know another thing that people were getting their little Twitter fingers hot about was Harry Styles going up there and saying, this doesn't happen to people like me often. And it's just like, man, you really walked into that one because you could very easily just accept your award, hold up the trophy and go, hey, thanks. And no one would say shit.
Yeah, they would have.
I mean, probably, but it's like, but it's not like you stiffed Beyonce. It's not like you stiffed Bad Bunny. All these people are releasing music and it's like, that's just, it's their job. They're supposed to release music. Like, it's not like Harry Styles is being like, well, I better not release this album because I don't want to step on Beyonce, maybe getting a Grammy. That's not how it works. But, you know, you do get to choose what you go up there and say and how you represent yourself. And I think everybody can take a lesson, take a big old slice of humble pie and just remember, don't go up there and say anything. Just don't say anything at all. This voting body is only here to present awards to people for whatever reason. It never makes any sense. It's never good. But when you insert yourself into the discourse by saying some shit like that, Harry Styles, ooh, baby. I mean, this is, you know, you reap what you sow. And that's what happened there. Just go up there and shut the fuck up and take your trophy and get drunk on the free meal and then go home.
The other moment that really seemed to stand out to people, or at least me, was singer and songwriter Adele was presented with an award for best pop solo performance category.
Hell yeah.
And presenting that award was, of course, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The Rock. Well, the one and only.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who handed her the gramophone. And in announcing it, he opened the envelope, read it, and said, get up here, best friend, Adele. Which is how humans talk to one another.
I also want to believe that in my head, one of his people was like, just call her bestie, because like that's what everybody likes these days. And he was like, what does that mean? It's like, it's your best friend. He's like, oh, okay, cool. I got it. Yeah, for sure. Get up here, best friend. It's like, it was supposed to be bestie.
Ah, Dwayne. Just
disconnected.
Yeah. Amazing. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with a couple more things.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back.
Woo.
And the big Kyrie trade happened yesterday.
Woj bomb. Shams drop.
The Wojest of Woj bombs happened. Yeah. And Kyrie Irving, who famous anti-Semite.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yes. who... You know, then was like, oh, damn, my bad.
Yeah. Oh,
kind of.
I talked to a rabbi and it's all good now.
Right. Anyways, you know, requested a trade at that towards the end of last week. The Nets were like, granted, gladly, good sir.
No problem.
And so he got traded to the Dallas Mavericks, who have one of the other best offensive players in the league, Luka Doncic, Mark Cuban is the owner.
Cuba, Mr. Cubano.
Mr. Cubano himself, one of my least favorites, just in general, in terms as people go.
Sure.
Just from his Shark Tank-ness and listening to him interviewed, he's got big, he's just got that. That smug billionaireness.
Rich dickhead energy.
Billionaireosity.
Yeah.
But he apparently, so there was somebody who did a mural of Luca looking lonely and was like, come please, Mark Cuban, bring Luca help. He needs help type thing. And Mark Cuban reached out to the muralist and said, reprimanded them. And told them that they were being rude.
But really? Then
But he's just like so
soft bitch.
He's so like insecure, but like in a way where he wants to, you know, project security and like strength. So
what a fucking baby.
I know. So he then immediately went and made a questionable trade because neither of them play great defense. They're both like ball dominant offensive players. Kyrie Irving has alienated every team that he's ever been a part of. It's the mess. You can always, you know, get an initial idea of how a trade has gone by how audience or how the fans of the various teams are reacting. And let's call this a win for the Nets fan. My homie Adam, big Nets fan, shout out Adam, was like, relief. Finally.
Relief.
Just finally, so happy.
Relief. It's like it's like the room has quieted down. Everybody went, oh,
yeah.
Wow. Peace. Yeah. Peace at last. Yeah, peace, I don't know, man.
Be with you and also unto you, Nets fans.
Yeah. I also think, I mean, I don't know how much time is left in Luka's contract, but something tells me that he's pretty frustrated as well and like wants a chip, wants something, or is GTFO getting the F out of there.
Interesting. That's what that stands for.
Yes. See,
these are the things that you need to explain to me.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, there was a horrible earthquake that happened. Turkey and Syria.
Yeah.
Killed more than 3,400 people. We link off to a place where you can donate money to help people in those regions in the footnotes or show notes. But yeah, I mean, just a horrifying tragedy and one that we should all be keeping our eye on.
Yeah. And it speaks, I mean, you know, just very briefly as like, you know, of course, a cautionary tale is that like, you know, it was two huge earthquakes back to back. And you see, you know, this is how fault lines work, is that like it's so rarely just one quick action that is, of course, it's scary, but it's just something to keep in mind and be prepared for. This might be a very LA-centric thing here, but it's always a constant reminder of earthquake safety and the importance of mutual aid. And it's like we need to be able to reach out and help people when they need it. These natural disasters strike at completely random times, and it's awful. So, you know, if there's ever a time to reach out and help your friends across the world, now is the time to do it. So please help out.
As a lifelong Angeleno, is that something you remember, like experiencing an earthquake and then being like, oh, it's not done?
Oh, vividly. We had an earthquake, you know, probably a week and a half ago where it rocked at first. And then for the next 5 or 10 minutes, I was like, hold fast.
And there was another
aftershock not long after. I mean, thankfully, it wasn't very strong. The whole thing was OK. But, you know, it's something that you always think about. It's always in the back of your mind.
Yeah. I think I have earthquake blindness. Like my equilibrium is just such that I don't notice earthquakes when they happen. My wife will wake up and I have my hands up like I'm on a roller coaster, you know. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending on this Monday, February 6th. We are back tomorrow with a whole last episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Deuces.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.